Some of you gathered here today, you're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know everything that's been sung today is absolutely reality. Some of you have gathered today and you can't really feel that because all you've ever done is gone to church. Your faith is a composite of rules, regulations, and doctrinal statements. There is a risen Jesus. And today, for just a moment, we're entering into a new sermon series. It's the 316 series. You'll be hearing all your preaching pastors in five services through the week, and we'll each be taking a 316 passage. And today, we open up that series with Luke 3:16. Three what? And so next week, we're going to be where? Three. But I'll tell you when next week, okay, where that location is. So it's going to be really cool for the next 6 weeks. You're going to be able to go 3:16, and we'll give you a book of the Bible, and we're going to examine those truths. And today I want us to pray because I want you to grapple with this. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. That means He is the one that was sent by God to change the world. That means this, there are no others. And we're up for grabs today. We're up for grabs today. You know, everybody panicked this week, didn't they? Why? The God of America. She is collapsing. In fact, we're going to make some more of that God that has no backing to fill in and bail out what has no backing. Don't panic. If you were trusting the economy for your salvation, you were in hell before you started. If you're going to live your life by the stock market, you are a manic depressive. You're going to go, wow, it was a great day. Whoa, it was a good morning. Ooh, the evening was bad. Bad, we close today. We live in the morning. You're going to go up and down and all around. And here's why. You and I in humanity cannot create stability. I mean, y'all found that to be true. You and I, in humanity, we cannot create stability. Now, I want to show you, they asked this question in Luke chapter 3. John the Baptist is baptizing people. And here's why he's baptizing. He's baptizing folks so that they might realize they need to be sorry. They might realize they need to be sorry. I want to put it where you can understand it. John the Baptist came with this question. Are you sorry for disobeying God? Well, guess what? We live in a nation today that's not sorry. We're just not sorry. And you all know my beliefs. I believe it all started when we created a world of no consequences. But let me ask you a question. Am I a little more believable this week than I was a few weeks ago? See, you all, some of you all kind of got on to me. Said, Pastor Steve, I think it's horrible the way you pick on the participation trophy. My child got one of those. There's some things that I can't stand. When you lose, you should not get snacks. Hold on, I'm going to show you some believability here. You should not be rewarded a trophy that looks like the winner's trophy just because you showed up. Now, we've built a 25-year generation with this mentality. Now, hold on. See, some of y'all think, man, that's trivial. Really? Well, I've watched everybody collapse an economic system. And so instead of taking the consequences from those bad judgments and misbehaviors, what are we looking for? A bailout. You see, a bailout is very fitting with our society. Now, here's what I want to tell you spiritually. I believe this whole thing is a big con job from the devil. And he's going to get some of you on his con job. Because guess what some of you all think? I'm not going to listen to Jesus Christ. I'm not really going to recognize Jesus Christ. I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to kind of hang out. I'm going to be politically correct. And surely God will take me into heaven because I am good. There will not be a bailout. Watch this. For some of you, the first consequence you'll realize in life is hell. Because your mama ain't going to be there to bail you out. Your daddy's not going to be there to bail you out. Your government's not going to be there to bail you out. It's going to be between you and Jesus Christ, and you decided to do it your way. Now, I want you to know, this absolutely melts down people in our culture. I want you to know that your pastor is radical in my approach. I've even had people tell me, how can you believe the Bible? It's an ancient book. Let's see how accurate the ancient book is. The ancient book says this: the lender will be subject to the borrower. That's what it says in the ancient book. I'm in an economic crisis in the culture I live in from a violation of a principle from the ancient book. Boy, there's some reality. Which is, there's no bailouts from Jesus Christ. He does not bail us out. He repositions us to live. Watch this. Come on, folks. How crazy can we be? We gave people money who couldn't even make a car payment. And we give them a house mortgage. And we're surprised that everything goes bankrupt. Guess where it all started? Participation. You can participate in this loan for 2 years. And then you can walk out. You know what? What's this? You and I are the only group of people that is privileged to live in such irresponsibility. They don't act like this in other countries. You know why? They don't have the opportunity for this irresponsibility. You ever thought about that? Well, here's what John the Baptist was doing. Hey! We need to realize we got some things that are sorrowful. And when we break God's principles, there's crisis results. How many of y'all found that to be true? Amen. I've heard the whole political scheme. They've been talking about single mothers like that's a disease you can't control. That's not an epidemic. That's created by what? Choice! That's created by us. But guess what? And I'm not busting on any single mothers. I'm just saying that's not an academic. You're not going to grow up and go, oh my gosh, I'm appointed to be a single mother. There's nothing I can do about it. It's not like cancer. You get cancer. Make sense? What's this? Ladies, I'm going to preach it to you because I want you to be strong on it. Don't give a guy anything till you have a ring. Now all the guys are going, man, I can't believe the brother busting us out like that. Believe it. Because if you're going to make it, you ought to pay for it. Participation trophies. I can participate in activity, but I can relieve myself of the consequences. And you all know how I feel. Any man walk away from his responsibility of a child, don't attach man to his title. A man takes care of what he does. A sissy vacates responsibility. And if you've done that, think you're a man, meet me out back and I'll whip you. What you need. The man, it's what men do. Now, guess what? We need to get back to some real principles. Some of you go, oh, that's so calloused in our proper society. Oh, I love our proper society, don't you? It's all falling down all around us. And we need a little John the Baptist action. And so we end up at 3:16 on the Sunday of the bailout. The sermon series was prepared a year ago. Could it be that God is sovereign? Yes, He is. So here's what we got. The first thing we got to do is we got to believe God is sovereign. God made us, God created us, and He'll finish us. It starts with God, it's recreated in God, and it finishes with God. Keep those three things in mind. We're going quickly today. Look at here. John the Baptist was calling for people to be sorry. Let me ask you a question. Are you sorry for what you've done? Are you sorry that you violated God's principles? And John came and he baptized people and he said, you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins. You need to be baptized because you need to be sorrowful for what you've done. But guess what? Being sorry alone won't save you. Being sorry alone won't save you. How many of y'all been sorry and did it again? Well, the rest of you lie like hell. By the way, for all y'all that lie, the Bible says that liars will be in hell. Even if you're a church liar, you don't get any credit, extra credit. God doesn't go, well, you were a holy liar, so I'll give you an exemption. Some of the biggest liars I know are preachers. You ask them all the time, how many people y'all got in your church? Oh, around 200. That means three. Why do we have such a hard time telling the what? I'm going to give you a proposal today. I think we have a hard time telling the truth because we don't believe He is the Christ. It's about Jesus. And when it's about Jesus, guess what? Our sins are forgiven and a new life is engaged. I want to show you what happened here. This question was current in 3:16 of Luke. But we got to look at verse 15. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. This habit we have. We always want another what? Christ. You know, Oprah, she's tiffed that God is a jealous God. She's going to be so surprised that God didn't tune in on the Oprah show. And that she didn't have to take the Bible and go, I really recommend this book for it to be a top seller. God already had that covered. And she's going to be amazed when she looks God Almighty in the eye and God says, hey, Oprah, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And whether you understand that or not, that does not adjust that statement. And then guess what Oprah's going to realize? That she was a TV show. And she's just been canceled. But guess what some of y'all do? Y'all listen to everything she says. You don't even know she's totally New Age. You don't even know she hasn't surrendered to Christ. You don't even know that she's teaching people there are other ways to heaven. But Pastor Steve, she's so nice. Well, how do you think the devil's going to kill you? Watch as I tell you right now, if I was able to do this, I'm not able to do this, so don't panic. But if I could conjure up just a few demons right here at the altar, and they could give you all the description of hell, I would no longer have to preach today. Guess what y'all would do? Y'all would be jumping out of the balconies, doing a bounce off here, getting in the baptistry. If you saw the reality of evil, guess what you'd do? You'd run for the hope of God. But see, that's what John the Baptist did. He came and said, you need to be sorry. Now let's look at what Jesus did. But He's not the Christ. Now here's what I want to warn you again. There's no other Christ other than Jesus. Amen? Now listen, you can't do this. You can't follow Jesus and follow everything else. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, then you're a follower of what? And so you can't do this. Well, I like Jesus and I like a little Buddha on the side with a little Islamic on the top with a little New Age frosting. And I like to borrow from this theory and that theory. And I kind of like to put this together. When I'm with these girlfriends, I'm talking about this. And when I'm with these bros over here, I'm talking about this. And I like to kind of fit in because really, my God is Barney. And we're all going to hold hands, jump up and down and be friends. Now, how many of y'all believe that's going to happen? And if you do, you need to come and repent today for smoking dope on a constant basis. You know I'm telling the what? True. Come on, let's get to the truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Now, there's a moment here. I want y'all to get this today. I'm not going long today, I promise, but I want you to get this today. The question, the same question there is today. It'll be same question. Who's the Christ? Okay, y'all say that quickly. But do you live that? See, it's not saying He's the Christ. It's living out that He's the Christ. How many of y'all realize when you get up in the morning, guess why you get up? He's the Christ. When you eat lunch, guess what you're saying? He's the... No, let's get on down there. When you're living out your marriage, what are you testifying to? When you're raising your children, what's a testimony? Man, Mildred broke into tears and I broke into tears with her. I said, Mildred, did you realize today that in your life as a parent, no matter what else happens to your children, everything's going to be okay. That's the blessing. I remember when Clancy came up out of that old lake over at Barren River Lake, she's baptized, and she came up in the power of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and I knew she had received Christ, and better yet, she knew she had received Christ. I knew that Elizabeth and I could not totally mess up our children anymore. And whatever we did to them, God could undo in them. Amen? Parents, get your kids to Christ, yeah? And I say that seriously. Now look, here's the question. They said, John, are you the Christ? He said, no. There's one that comes. I can't even untie his sandals unless he calls me there. There is one that comes whose name is Jesus. Look, John said he answered them all. I baptize you with water. I show you that you need to be clean. But then there's one that comes to clean you. Oh, man. I mean, you're glad to know we've been cleaned in Christ. I mean, somewhere that becomes reality. I'm not going to get clean on my... Listen, you're not going to get clean on your own. You all know I'm telling you the truth. How many of you all woke up in the morning and said, I'm not going to do that again? You did it again. Start singing that Britney Spears song. Whoops, I did it again. Whoops. How many of you all have had a few whoops? I mean, even you good church-going folk that don't look like you sin. This has been my experience in 27 years of ministry. Y'all the worst of all. Because when y'all get uncovered, it's always on news. Cabot's got a few things right. Here's one of them. Confess your sins. Protestants, we don't do that. We hide ours. And when they're hidden, they'll sneak up on you. When they're exposed, the washing of the baptism of the Holy Spirit gets released. How many of y'all glad to know there's a way for sinners to become saints? I'm fixing to tell you how. You ready? This is cool stuff. Look at this. John says, no, I'm not the Christ. Now, I just want to check up on you. How many of y'all got other Christ in your life than Jesus? Other Christ features. Here's what you really worship, where you spend your time. What you think about shows you what you really worship. See, here's what scares me. There's a bunch of people that have hung out at church for a little while. In fact, most people don't even make it through a lifetime. Most people come to church when they got kids because we do a good job stabilizing their kids. They pick up a little morality on their kids. Then they get a little morality. Once they got their kids kind of raised, they drift off to do their own thing until they die. What do y'all think is really going to happen to those people? You ever read the Word of God? What do they believe in? Themselves! Now, I hope by the grace of God that you can be totally selfish and saved. That's a rough one because part of salvation is the first step to say, I repent of being totally what? Selfish. See, there's the incongruent theology. There's what a lot of us think. Come on, let's really get to what we think. I'm a pretty good person. I don't do too much worse than the other guy. I'm nice. I'm friendly. I'm kind. I go to church every once in a while. I know who Jesus is. I've been around him. I've been a good businessman. I've held up the community. I give $25 a year to the Kiwanis. I give another $25 to the food bank to help the poor and destitute. I'm a good American. I'm going to tell you right now, if that's your gospel, I want you to hear it clear so you won't be surprised on Day of Judgment. Hell awaits you. Because that's the wrong Christ. That's a John Christ. And you need a Jesus Christ. Because here's what Jesus says. Unlike John. John knew. John. Here's why John was saved. He knew who boss was. Jesus is the boss. Amen. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Alpha. Jesus is the Omega. Jesus is the Counselor. Jesus is the King. And when you get around the God of all things, He'll tell you when to untie His shoe. We don't have that kind of Jesus in America. We got Jesus our buddy, Jesus our best friend, kumbaya Jesus. Jesus we walk with when we're depressed. Jesus we walk with when we feel a little better. Oh, I hope Jesus makes me happy. By the way, You can read the Bible from now until he comes back, and you will never find any of those philosophies that I just mentioned in the Word of God. You know why? Because the King of Kings ain't that cheap. Excuse my English. He is not that cheap. Now that's for my proper people. Now for my Kentuckians. He ain't that cheap. Jesus is going for his glory to come through us. That's why he doesn't baptize with water. Look what he says. I come. Jesus comes. Baptizing with what?
Water.
Water and fire. John said, I baptize with water. Jesus baptized with what? Water and fire. Now here's what I want you to know today. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Water and fire. The 1 John 3:16, excuse me, the Luke 3:16 tells us this. Jesus is the Christ. And anyone who is baptized in what? Spirit and fire will walk with who? Him. Because here's what he says. He gets his widowing fork out in that scripture. And what a widowing fork was is when they gathered the harvest, they would kind of toss the harvest up. And guess what would happen? The stuff that's no good, I'd flow away, and the grain would stay solid. Now let me ask you all a question. How many of you all are locked into some solid things in your life? What's the only thing that's going to last? Jesus. And so, church, I'm going to call you today as we've been in all day. You know what? We're going to pray. You know what? I pray for John McCain. Don't you? I pray for Barack Obama. Don't you? And I pray for Barack Obama and I pray for John McCain. That way I got them both first one time so you don't know who I support. Watch this. I will never be political in this church, but I will call you to this. You're to pray for the nation.
Amen.
Now, I will tell you this as a Christian, too. If you think any of those political candidates, Barack Obama or John McCain, is the savior of America, you're on Mars.
That's right.
And here's why. I check their historical profiles. I look deeply and research both of them deeply. Both of them are born of woman. They are not divine. I mean, you put a dead body in front of John McCain or Barack Obama, and they're still dead.
That's right.
See, Oprah will impress me when they roll a casket into her TV show. Dead body.
Amen. Yeah.
And I want it stiff, too, all the way out. And I want old Oprah to go, come forth! And if the Duke gets up out of the casket, I'm going to give her a little more credit. See, I want you to know the difference between water and fire and power. See, a lot of y'all got a water faith. It washes when real things come up. You need a water fire faith, which means this. I'm going to be cleansed by God and I'm going to be refined by God. I'm going to be purposed by God. I've been made by who? I've been redeemed by, I will be stabilized by, and that means he won't let go of me and I'm going to follow him through. I don't know what the economy is going to do. Guess what? It might flat out crash. Y'all are going, I'm going to college. What does that mean? A lower paying job than you originally thought of. What does that mean for me? What does that mean for you? I told Elizabeth, I said, I'm not even going to look at my retirement. Here's what I've determined about my retirement. It does not exist.
Amen.
Now watch this. I didn't get in a crisis about that because I've read the Bible. Who retired in the Bible? We made that up. Wasn't no 401k. I mean, what did Moses do when God said, hey, Mo, I need you to lead my people out of Egypt. Hey, God, I'm sorry, man. I'm like 65 and a half. I'm drawing on my 401k out of Egypt. And, man, I'm out right now. Huh? You know, I wish God would do this to Elizabeth. You know, Abraham and Sarah. Sarah was like 90-something when she got pregnant. I would love that. Elizabeth and I live in our 90s. Hey, God, do it to Elizabeth. Because I'd like to be walking around at 90 like this.
Elizabeth being pregnant, everybody looking. That brother still got it going on, man. I tell you, at 90. See, the Lord will move. Amen? But see, some of y'all going to be retired. You ladies, you go, I'm an old lady. Sarah was an old lady that brought through the promise of God. Oh, let's talk about Noah. How'd you like to be about 155? Your 401 about to run out. You know, you're tired. You've been on it for 60 years. And then God says, hey, Noah, I'm going to send this big flood. I know you're an old man, but you're the only one that understands who I am. And you're the only one that will build a boat. You build it. Now, let me ask you all a question. Are these true stories in the Bible, or are these just fables that analyze our experiences of life? If you believe them to be true, you'll be as crazy as I am. Because they will cause you to no longer think according to the logic of this world. Because you know what I believe? I believe you can put your marriage back together. See, because I believe psychology is not the Christ. I believe therapy is not the Christ. Now, did I say it was a bad thing? I don't want to be misquoted or put on YouTube. Unless Elizabeth gets pregnant at 90. I want that on YouTube. That'd be cool. I'm going to put that all over YouTube. I want that to be on Hannity and Combs. Pregnant lady. No retirement. God in the house. Some of you go, well God wouldn't do things like that in our time. Yeah, he would. When you least expect God to act up is when he does something crazy. Like, lets America know that their power has never been in their economy. Some of y'all going, what do we do if we don't have any money? How about get a life? You might, watch this, we might have some great crises. You might actually have to, like, come home and cook. And like sit at a dinner table. And then some of you might have to do some radical things like actually raise your children. Yeah, and you can't just pawn them off to activity after activity because we can't have all these activities because gas costs too much to go to activity. So then guess what becomes your activity? Home. And guess what you're thankful for? The lights are on today. Now some of y'all go, oh, Pastor Ayers, you're crazy. That would never happen where? Why not, cowboy? Because we're what? We're God-fearing Americans. God loves us. Oh, yeah, we've honored God. I mean, we've stood up for morality. Right? We've loved God more than anything else in our nation, right? Now, see, when you start dealing with God, he gets down to the real business. You know why? Here's why God tells the truth. He's not running for office.
He's got the office.
Is that right? I mean, what's God running for? And by the way, God doesn't have any term limits. See, when you're a forever God, you just tell it like it is. When you're a politician, you tell it like they want to hear it, so they'll elect you. And then after we elect them, they do what they want to do. And watch this. Y'all, some of y'all are old. Some of y'all like me. You've been around a long time. I don't see difference in either side of the aisle. Just 1 4 years, that one takes money. The next 4 years, that one takes money. And guess what? They may not have any more money to take. But eventually there comes this. You know, somewhere down the line, we got to decide, wait a minute, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Where do we stand? You've been baptized by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Now go live. Fire and water. And by the way, let me tell you something. The baptism of the Holy Spirit comes as soon as you receive Christ. See, I want you to be theologically sound. There's a lot of people that lead you astray. They'll go, well, you've met Jesus, but now I want to give you the little extra. I'll live this super saturated Holy Spirit life. And for 12 steps of knowing how to do your hands exactly right and sing praise courses to the left and the right, now you can be super anointed by the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm just telling you, if y'all fall for that stuff at Hillview, I'm going to be really disappointed because you all have been taught better. Okay, that's hocus pocus. And it's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And God does not honor when people leave the book. Look what he said. John knew the game plan. He said, listen, when you come to Jesus, he will empower you for eternal life. And you will be showered with the Spirit. I remember when I was up at Western, an older lady looked at me and she said, hey, I heard you're going to be a preacher. And I said, well, I'm working on it. And she goes, well, are you Spirit-filled? She said, I'm a Spirit-filled Christian. I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I don't know how you can be a Christian and not be Spirit-filled. See, what she was asking me, she was going, are you charismatic? Do you speak in tongues? Do you jump up and down and do jumping jacks in the name of Jesus? No. Because guess what? I am from Pentecost, but I'm not Pentecostal. And here's why. I don't need another Christ. I've learned a long time ago that the one whose sandals I'm unworthy to untie has baptized me with his water and his fire, and that's enough. I don't need another Christ. Some of you argue and say, well, there's more. Well, I wish you would show me that in the Bible. Well, Benny Hinn, he ain't Christ. Well, Prophet so-and-so, he is not the Christ. Well, I read a book at the Christian bookstore. Might have been a good idea, but it's not the... You see, Jesus will save you, and Jesus will secure you, and Jesus will empower you. And I trust Jesus to take care of every one of you. What do you think? Well, that's a little scary, because now I'm into what? His Word. He will baptize you. Who does baptize him? With what? So I want you to know today, you can be baptized with God's glory. Cleaned, refined, refreshed, and guess what? With the ability to overcome. Make sense? If you go with me to 1 John 5:5, here's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit does. By the way, here's what I had to tell the lady. You can't be a Christian without being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. It's like, you know, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they like hang out together. And so the Father doesn't slide by one area of your life and go, hello, I'm Father God. And then the Son come by and say, hey, I'm Redeemer Jesus. And then later, if you've been really good and you're super holy and you get to be like a Cadillac Christian, you know, and God wants to put some bling bling in your life, then he sends you the Holy Spirit. You see, when you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, guess what Jesus starts doing? Oh, wait a minute. I'm fixing to baptize another one. When somebody says, hey, Lord, I'm a sinner. I mean, he can hear that in heaven. Guess what prayer he hears instantly in heaven? Lord, I'm a what? Sinner. Now, boy, it's hard for Americans to get here because Americans go like this. Dear Lord, I believe I've done a few things that might be inappropriate. Lord Jesus, now I've done some bad things, but they haven't been half as bad as Bob. And I heard that Bob got saved, so I know. Watch this. Here's what gets God's attention. Lord Jesus, I'm a
sinner.
He's going, oh, wait a minute. Let me get some of that fire water juice ready to go. Because then the next question comes. And Lord Jesus, I've realized you're the Christ. You know what he said? John said, I'm not the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. And Lord Jesus, I would like for you to come into my life and forgive me of my what?
Yes.
Then what does Jesus do?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Yes. He says, yes, I will save you. And Day-Day, guess what he does? He gets some of that holy water out. He gets some of that holy water from heaven. He says, give me a little of that holy water.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. Y'all ever had a drink of holy water? 200 proof. Now, if y'all laughing, y'all have had a little drink of something else. It's 200 proof grace. It will intoxicate you with forgiveness. But then hold on, he gets the fire out and he begins to refine us to the life that he created us to have. It's real stuff. You got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now some of you go, well, will I do that Pentecostal stuff? You might. But here's what I want you to know. That's not required. If anybody ever tells you you got to speak in tongues to have the Holy Spirit, let me show you how absolutely oblivious they are of the Scripture. Would somebody please share the Scripture where Jesus spoke in tongues? Uh-oh. It's a big problem when you're supposed to be following who? Do you reckon if that was the key to the spiritual life that Jesus would have told us directly that? I believe he would. Now, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's not the Christ. Make sense? Make sense? It's not the issue of the Holy Spirit. The issue of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I'm a... And you are the... Come into my... See what happens then. How many of y'all think that'll change everything? Absolutely. Absolutely. Change absolutely everything. Well, I want to give you a chance to come to the altar. I do want to talk to you very seriously about our nation. We have a responsibility to our nation as followers of Jesus Christ. Guess what it is? We do need to vote. That's exactly right. I'll agree with you. Go vote. Pray. The Bible calls us to pray for leaders. I've prayed for a lot of presidents that didn't know what they were doing. I prayed for people that got elected. A lot of y'all prayed for me and I didn't know what I was doing. Guess what I appreciated? That prayer as part of leadership. I pray for people. I tell you what, I would hate to run for office in this culture, wouldn't you? I would just hate, man, we just bring out everybody's dirty stuff in their lives and we just grade them over. In fact, I think it ought to be required that every newscaster show their sin before they show rocks at everybody else's. You know what I mean? It just gripes me to listen to these newscasters act like they're holy. You know, they've run around on their wives, they've done everything else, and they're sitting there, well, this has happened to such and such candidate. I'm like, you know what, I want to be nice, so I want to go, you're not the Christ. And I'm just telling you, man, before you get rocks out, man, you better have a clean record. And when you start talking to Jesus, guess what? Even some of you people think you've done nothing wrong. You don't have a clean record. But let me tell you something. I've read that Bible more than once. The only people that Jesus really, really, really struggled with loving were church folk. He's really cool with sinners. They'd meet him and say, hey, Jesus, from heaven, going to save my wretched life? Like ya. He would meet Pharisees and go, there's no way you can be the Messiah because the Messiah would be 6'5", and you're like only 6 foot. You don't have the right kind of nose. You don't read the right kind of scroll. You don't do the right kind of things. You don't wash your hands the right way. What you don't understand, Jesus, our religion is God. And you don't match up to our religion. Now, I want you to know if you live like that, you're in a hell of a lot of trouble. Here's what Jesus says. Your religion doesn't match up to my godliness. Fire and cleansing and refining, and we get a better life. Amen? We're going to have some people get saved today. Are y'all okay with that? Now, I told you, Oprah can't raise the dead. Guess who can? Y'all see it every week. How many of y'all don't want out of here and go like, hey, I saw some dead people raised up today. How come y'all don't do that? Blake, do you realize all of your life, every week, most of your life, you've seen dead people come to life? What do you think about that, Bradley? You've seen a bunch of dead people what? Come to life. Wow. Pastor Reynolds, guess what you've seen during the week? Raised. Mr. Rooley, what do you think about that? Can a computer raise a dead man?
No.
Thank you, Tyler. Tyler got that one down. Larry Mustard, you can design almost anything.
Can you design a dead man to come to life? You're Trump there, aren't you? Now, you could probably mechanically make them move around, but they'd look a little awkward. Yeah, watch this. Some of y'all are going, that's gross. Some of you, I love watching you proper people. I can't believe he talks about death like that. Let me let you in on a big secret. You're going to die. Let me show you what dead people look like. And guess what? Everybody's going to do that. I bury all kinds of people. I bury people once a week. I find somebody to bury. I bury people. I see death all the time. My life is dead. Part of life, my life is dead people. And guess what? I've seen rich people, and guess what they were? Dead. I've seen white people, guess what they were? Dead. I've seen black people, guess what they were? Dead. I've seen like sneaky people, guess what they were? Dead. I've seen con artists, guess what happened to them? Dead. I've seen straight up moral people. Dead. Y'all got the point? It's undefeatable. Now, I'm not about dying. I'm about what? Dead. Fire and water. So some of y'all today need to say what? Lord Jesus, come into my... Forgive me of my
sins.
I want to live with
him.
What do you think Jesus is going to do? How many of y'all think if y'all call out to Jesus, he's going to look down from heaven and go like this? Nah. Or do you think he'll go, hey, hey, come here, Fred. Come here, Sally. Come here, Sue. Let me baptize you with fire and water. Amen. Did everybody learn something today?
Amen.
I don't know if we've been long or short. I just know we've been. And I hope that you all will grasp and wrestle that there's a God that loves you and he will never let go of you. Now, I hope you that makes this a wild place. And by the way, I'm going to get really honest. Not like I'm not anyway. It's going to get tougher. And I tell you what won't work. A pretend gospel that is made of water is not going to hold up in a culture that needs some fire. It is what it is. Sin is sin. Grace is grace. Jesus is Christ. That's what followers of Jesus believe. Oprah says, Jesus is okay, but there's other ways to heaven. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way to the Father except through Jesus. Pastor Ayers, you mean to tell me out of 6.3 billion people that walk the face of the earth, all of those who refuse Jesus Christ will end up in hell? Let me answer this. Jesus said that the path unto glory, to heaven, to paradise, was narrow, and the way to destruction very wide. If I was you living in a democracy, I would always question the majority. Because just because we decide 51% to say it's all right, have we checked in with the King of Kings? Whose sandals we would have to ask permission to untie. Yes? Well, let's stand, and I'm going to ask you to activate today. Is that cool? If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, we need them activated. It's been a great day. Pastors, as you all come forward, Jamie Lawrence, as you all come up here to sing, God's going to do some great things. Deep breath. Let's let him take over. Today I want to extend the altar to you. If you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, that you would come and ask Jesus Christ into your life. He would forgive you. If you've never been baptized, I want to invite you to come and say, you know what? I need to be baptized with water because I know Jesus baptized me with fire. Whatever God's doing in your life. Now guess what? I'm going to ask you to come and pray for the nation. Watch it. Let's be honest. How many of y'all prayed for Barack? How many of y'all pray for McCain? One of them going to get elected. We need to pray for both of them. What's this? How many of y'all praying for the Congress? That's where it really gets messy. The House, the Senate. We need to pray for them. Guess what else you need to pray for? Each other. Bowling Green. the church, and most of all this, if people would get what? Safe. Fire and water. Water and fire. Well, let's pray. The Spirit's drawing people right now. Pastors, you all are praying right now. I know you're praying in your hearts. You're praying together. I pray that there not be a single soul leave here. As the old evangelist used to say, Pastor Shane, he'd say, I don't want anybody undone. Just go to those old revivals. They said, I don't want people to be undone. It's time we get the movement of the Holy Spirit. God's tired of the counterfeit. He wants to bring the real thing. And when the real thing comes, guess what? The lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the discounted become counted, the addict gets set free. Evidence of the Spirit, fire and water. Come on, guys, I want y'all to come forward. Don't go to hell today. You ain't got to. Nobody does. Nobody does. Nobody does. Let God move in your life. Lord, I'm praying right now the Holy Spirit draw people that need to be saved. God, you've been saving people all day from 8 o'clock, 9:30, and now. And God, you had this day in mind long before we got a hold of it. And so, Lord, I pray for tonight. I go ahead and pray for tonight at 5 o'clock. Lord, I pray that there's an outpouring in the evening service. That is an outpouring in the evening service of salvation that boggles everybody's mind. And they go, God, what happened? What'd you bring all these people here for? To hear about your fire and water, your baptism, your security. God, I pray for Wednesday night. And Pastor Jamie, as he preaches, Lord, that hundreds of people will come to say, wait a minute, God, I need you to forgive me right now. But Lord, we pray for those that are in this auditorium in this moment. If you need to talk about baptism, you need to talk about asking Christ in your life, I want you to come to the altar. Now, believers, we got to get to this altar. And we better start praying for this nation. I know when we're going to get serious. We'll get serious. Oh, we'll all be hugging this altar when we're broke. Why don't we start hugging it before we get there? Dear God, show us the way. Show us the truth. Show us how to work through. Show us how to repent. Let God have it, okay? And come on, God wants to make us beautiful. So in the name of Jesus, this altar is open. Saints, sinners, people, come on, let's come to this altar and pray together. Come on. In this moment, let God have His way in your life. Come on. God's moving. Let Him move in this service. He wants to. Don't squench the fire of the Holy Spirit. Don't squelch the fire of the Holy Spirit. As people come to the altar, there's room for you. If you've never been baptized, we want to talk to you today. It's that real. Say, well, that scares me. Well, I would rather for you to be momentarily discomforted than eternally cursed. So come on. You know God wants. You know what God wants. You know what God wants. Lord Jesus, I ask right now that your way be done. Your way be done. Bring the folks that need to be saved. Bring the folks that need to be baptized. Bring the folks that need to be healed, Father. And I pray right now, you send revival in this house of worship. In the name of Jesus, amen.